51. Wedding. Howard, April, 2195, Vulcan. The bride was beautiful. The groom was French. And I wanted to be drunk. I even talked to Bill about modifying the VR. He told me to quit being an idiot. And idiot is what I was being. Hello, Earth to Howard, computer, remember? I was on my best behavior, wished them well, made small talk, and left as soon as I could. I made a call to one of two lawyers doing business in Landing. Yes, lawyers, some things you just can't get rid of. Ms. Benning picked up right away.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johansson. I have the paperwork completed, and everything has been properly filed. We just need a few signatures from the other two parties, and everything will be legal.
I nodded. Any issues with me not being, human?
Nothing is ever settled in law, as you may well know.
She smiled into the phone.
But filing two sets of paperwork, one based on you having a legal standing, and one based on the converse, should take care of any but the most determined challenges.
Thank you. Forward the paperwork to the Brodeurs. I'll make sure they sign it and return it promptly. I hung up the phone and sighed deeply. Once they signed the papers, Mr. and Mrs. Brodeur would own 100% of the distillery. It would be my wedding present to them. Plus, it would leave me with no ties to Vulcan, and that would be good. Dexter popped into my VR, raised his coffee in salute, and sat down. He had escorted Exodus 7 to Vulcan and had taken my offer to stay on as resident Bob. He appraised me without speaking for several milliseconds. I waited, content with the silence. So, you're joining the freaking Foreign Legion. Could you be any more cliche? I laughed. I couldn't help it. I guess I am on both counts. What's it to you? I thought being a replicant meant all that was behind us. Maybe in 100 years, Dexter. Or maybe 1,000. They're ephemerals. I'm just going to make a point of remembering that. I gestured vaguely at the star map I'd been perusing. And I'm out of here. Sam from Exodus 3 envied me being able to stay in one place and watch it grow. Now you get to try it for yourself. I want to go see what's out there. Dexter nodded slowly. I've been reading your blog. Good detail. It shouldn't be too hard to step in. Have you picked a target system yet?
Not really.
I've got several likely-looking targets. We're far enough away from the others that it isn't an immediate concern. I'll probably just flip a coin. I leaned forward. First, I have one last set of goodbyes to take care of. You've got the keys, Dexter. Good luck. Dexter stood, nodded to me, and popped out. The parting wasn't as final with the Bobs, of course. I'd still be available by Scud if I kept my tau low enough, and I'd be available in any case once I reached my destination. Now for the hard part. Stefan passed the documents back and forth from hand to hand as if they were burning him. His gaze kept shifting to everywhere except my image on the phone. Bridget looked as though she was fighting back tears. I couldn't tell if she was just upset about me leaving or if she suspected some of the reasons.
"It's not the distillery, Howard," Stefan said. "It's a generous thing you do. The company is becoming one of the biggest on Vulcan, but why? Not even why leave, but why give it up?"
"Like I said, Stefan, it's a wedding gift. I really have no need for money, and I think it's easier if I cut all ties." Stefan nodded and stood silently for a few moments. Then he looked at the phone, finally, and said, in almost a whisper,
"I will miss you, mon ami."
He exchanged a look with Bridget, and she nodded once. He took the papers and, without looking back, left the room. Bridget hesitated for a moment, then came over and sat down in front of the phone.
"Howard, when you introduced Stefan and I, isn't this what you had in mind?"
"Okay, then, no pretense." "I didn't have anything in mind, Bridget. Just wanted to have my two besties in the room at the same time, I guess. Seems to have worked." Bridget jerked back slightly, a hurt look on her face. It was a petty thing to say, and I was immediately sorry. Look, Bridget, I didn't have some master plan. Apparently, I didn't even have a clue. I guess it took me this long to really get that I'm not human. I'm not part of the dance anymore.
You're human, Howard, where it matters. I wish I'd met you when you were still alive.
Me too. I paused the appropriate amount of human time. I guess I'd better go. Places to go, species to meet. She smiled, gave me a small wave, and disconnected. Just before the image blinked out, I saw her eyes well up.